Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
In today's gospel, taken from the beginning of Luke chapter 9, Jesus prepares the apostles for their first mission experience. Verse 2 says, he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal. The Greek word for send there is apostello. It's where we get the word apostle from. Apostle is one who is sent. We reflected in previous homilies about how the apostles were given power and authority by our Lord for their ministry. Today we'll briefly reflect on the first instruction that Jesus gives to them, found in verse 3. He says, take nothing for the journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics. That's Luke 9, verse 3. So if you read the passage, you see that our Lord sends the apostles on mission. He gives them that power and that authority. He tells them that they are to preach the gospel and to heal. And he doesn't send them out with anything else. He says, take nothing for the journey. The lesson that he wants them to learn is that God will provide everything for them if they trust in him. 800 years ago, when St. Francis was inquiring of the Lord what to do with his life after his total conversion to God, he and his companion Bernard went into the church, St. Nicholas. They opened the scripture three times in order to discern God's will. On the first opening of the scriptures, Francis' eyes fell on the words from Matthew 19:21, which says, if you would be perfect, go and sell all you have and give to the poor. With the second opening of the scriptures, his eyes fell on the passage that we heard in today's gospel. Take nothing for the journey, Luke 9, verse 3. And then at the third opening of the scriptures, his eyes fell on the words of our Lord, who said, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me, Luke 9, 23. And St. Francis told Bernard, he says, this is our life and our rule, after opening up those three passages from the gospel. If we are called by the Lord, if we're sent by him to carry out a particular mission, then he will provide what's necessary for the work. When God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, an impossible commandment on a human level, impossible humanly speaking, in the end the Lord provided the sacrifice in place of Isaac. He provided a ram to take Isaac's place. But first, Abraham had to walk in faith. He had to trust in the Lord. After sacrificing the ram, Genesis 22:14 reads this way. So Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh in the Hebrew texts. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided, Genesis 22:14. So once we've discerned a particular path that the Lord wants us to follow regarding our state of life or in a ministry that we're involved in, for example, once we've discerned that God wants us on a certain path, then he wants us to walk on that path with complete faith and trust in him, trusting that we will receive what we need from him, whether it's food or clothing or houses or money or transportation or support or particular spiritual gifts or abilities that go along with the work that he entrusts to us. Whatever it is that we will need, he wants to provide for the journey. Self-reliance and fear are setups for failure in the spiritual life. God-reliance and trust are setups for success. And also, the greater the faith we place in the Lord, the greater his response will be to our faith. Our faith or our lack of faith is what opens up God's hands to us, or it's what ties him down. You either open up his hands or you tie his hands down, based on your faith. Jesus' big complaint in the Gospels is that the people who encountered him and who he encountered, they lacked faith. It's one of his biggest complaints, one of his biggest disappointments. For example, Matthew 6:30, we read, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Jesus says. Or on the stormy sea of Galilee, he rebuked the disciples, saying, why are you afraid, O men of little faith? Matthew 8:26. At the healing of a blind man, Jesus said to him, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Matthew 9:29. where he said to St. Peter, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" He said that to Peter when Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink in the sea, Matthew 14:31. But on the positive side, our Lord did marvel and said of the centurion, he said, "Not even in Israel have I found such faith," Matthew 8:10. And he also praised a Canaanite woman, saying, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you desire," Matthew 15:28. We could multiply these examples from the Gospels, but very often our Lord's complaint was that the people who were closest to him, the Israelites and even the apostles, the people closest to him were weak in faith. Take nothing for the journey means Jehovah Jireh. It means the Lord will provide along the journey. And it points to the blessing of a life of poverty as well. A general rule of thumb is this: the less things we have, the easier it is to be close to God. And the more we are detached from material possessions and earthly worries, the easier it will be for us to be attached to our spiritual possession, who is God himself. The Lord said to Abraham in Genesis 15:1, he said, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward," says the ASV translation. God himself is our reward. He wants us to be attached to him, not to all the other stuff. When material comforts and possessions and securities are prioritized, relationships are not prioritized, and God wants us to prioritize relationships, especially our relationship with him, and to trust him with the journey that he entrusts to us. So let's ask Our Lady today for the grace to prioritize what the Lord wants us to prioritize. Let's also ask her for the grace to have an unbounded and unshakable faith in the Lord and also in her loving maternal care for us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.